We all know the legal world is complex and high-pressured. There's no room for error. That's why judges and attorneys across Chicagoland have trusted the expert court reporters at McCorkle Litigation Services since 1948. McCorkle Litigation Services has accurately recorded every word from thousands of legal proceedings. McCorkle Litigation Services provides the legal community with peace of mind, transcribing testimony and depositions that can be used reliably by jurors, judges, and attorneys. For all of your legal support needs, contact McCorkle Litigation Services online at McCorkleLitigation.com.
Welcome back to LFO on WGN. Rich Lankoff and Tina Martini joining us now on the phone. State Representative Keith Wheeler from District Number 50 on this new elimination of the statute of limitations for sex crimes. Representative, welcome to WGN. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So, Representative, last month, Governor Pritzker signed House Bill 2135 into law, which lifts the statute of limitations for criminal sexual assault, aggravated criminal sexual assault, and aggravated criminal sexual abuse, and it's effective January 1st. You were a co-sponsor of this measure. Can you tell us a little bit more about this law?
Actually, this one, I was actually the sponsor for this law. This is one we've been working on for a few years now. We had a constituent of ours from Yorkville who came to our office named Mary Ann Broska. She has a daughter who was a victim of sexual assault and had concerns about the evidence process and getting things done in a timely enough fashion in Illinois that she wanted to have us lift that statute of limitations entirely. We did research on our end naturally. We filed the bill on her behalf and explained it's going to be a process to get this done. This is not something that generally happens instantly. So a couple years later and a few hearings where she got to testify on behalf of her situation, and we matched up our legislation with what other states had done that we thought made sense. We got it to a committee hearing and got it to a vote this year. And once we got it to that vote, it moved very quickly from there.
So why? I mean, it's great. Congratulations for getting that done, because obviously it's something that is really important. We've covered that on this show extensively. Why did it take so long? I mean, in light of the Me Too movement that we've seen, Illinois became the eighth state to pass legislation eliminating the statute of limitations. And we get it. You know, these things take time. But usually they take time because there are lobbying efforts on, you know, the other side. It would seem hard to believe that someone would lobby against the extension or the elimination of the statute of limitations in this case. So tell us a little bit about the challenges you faced in bringing this bill to the governor's desk.
Yeah, no, these points well taken. We did not see a lot of direct opposition from, like you said, advocacy groups or, you know, a lobbying effort. Rather, this was more of a philosophical issue that the House has been taking on for a number of years regarding trying not to expand every time, you know, a situation occurs where we write a bill, pass a law, and then put more people in jail without maybe always thinking the whole process through. So this became an education effort on our end to reach out to other legislators, particularly on the Jude Crim Committee that was going to hear the bill and explaining how, you know, this would really impact the people in the state of Illinois, and it would not be an effort just to find more people incarcerated, but rather to find justice for the victims, you know, of these horrific crimes that shouldn't have to work against an arbitrary time frame.
So statutes of limitations are in place to help guard against things such as wrongful convictions, which sometimes happen when there's a significant time gap in bringing charges for a crime. So when you weigh that against the atrocities of sex crimes and the inability of victims to come forward, how does the new law balance those competing interests?
Well, the balance is still held primarily by the prosecutor, because they have full discretion as to whether or not they can proceed with a case based on the evidence they actually have. What we are totally aware of is the fact that advances in DNA and the ability to acquire DNA evidence and match it against databases that exist now or in the future is a huge lever to getting this right. So we're not doing, effectively the opposite of what the intention is. We don't want to put the wrong people behind bars. We're trying to find the perpetrators and prosecute them. And this gives us a chance to do that.
Representative, through this process, what did you learn from your constituent as well as other victims of sexual assault about the difficulty that they encounter when coming forward? One of the reasons, of course, you worked through this issue was because it is so difficult for victims, particularly of sexual assault, to come forward. What did you learn about those reasons and the difficulties that people have and why it takes so long sometimes for people to come forward?
Well, that's probably one of the things I was not perfectly prepared for. I don't come from a background where I deal with this issue on a regular basis. And what happened to me personally was so many people reached out to me, young, old, male, female, and told me their stories. They put a real face to this crime, and certainly inspired me as well as my entire staff to move forward and find a balance that will work for everybody here and give them an opportunity for justice whenever that justice comes.
How much did the Bill Cosby case assist your efforts? Because that was obviously an incredibly high-profile case, maybe arguably the most high-profile defendant in U.S. criminal history, maybe besides O.J. Simpson. But that brought a lot of people, a lot of attention to this issue. And, you know, luckily, Pennsylvania, the statute of limitations did not run out there, allowing the prosecutor to successfully prosecute Bill Cosby. And he is now obviously in prison. How much did the notoriety associated with that case assist in your efforts to get this bill on the governor's desk?
I think it was a combination of things. When we look at the Cosby situation, I happen to represent an area that overlaps very closely with the district that Denny Hastert once represented in the western suburbs. So that's been front and center. The whole Me Too movement and its energy in Springfield has a part of it. But a real part of this, in my mind, was reaching out and talking to individual legislators on a face-to-face basis to explain why I thought this was an important bill and moving it forward in a really bipartisan manner that was across every corner of the state. We had 44 or 45 sponsors the day we ran the bill on the House floor, which is more than a third of the members that could vote for it. Pressure came from everywhere to get it right, and I think we did get it right.
Well, it's good to see. I mean, you mentioned bipartisanship. It's good to see that even, you know, where we are right now as a state, and especially, you know, you were obviously in the minority as Republican. We just saw that recently with the, you know, lonely situation at Republican Day in Springfield last week, that, you know, you and Democrats could come together when it comes to a really important issue like this.
Yeah, well, I've been in the minority since I arrived in Springfield about 5 years ago. So it's been my usual practice to reach across the aisle for everything because I cannot pass a single thing with just Republican votes. And creating those relationships and developing an understanding of each other's backgrounds and districts and such, all that makes a difference going forward. So, you know, I feel like it turned out to be a good process for me to be a leader on because I already had those relationships pretty well created.
He is a sixth generation resident of Kendall County, hailing from Oswego. Keith Wheeler, state representative from the 50th district. Representative, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.